5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. And it is finally here, a big Friday night that Northern Colorado football fans have been pumped about for a while. Susan and Cheryl, they're ready to go. They're going. I think Susan's going to Boulder. Cheryl's going to Fort Collins. It's great. We got everything covered. I'm going down to Boulder. And by the way, big shout out. Colfax is out today making his triumphant return to KFKA. His angel in waiting. Great to see you, man. Just call me angel of the
you great
ready
to be back?
You ready to rock and roll?
I'm pumped, Brady.
What's campus like? So Angel, of course, interned with us over the summer, and now he's spreading his wings. He's back at school. And what's campus like? Is there a buzz? Are students excited?
I will say there is. It's hard to tell because I'm in online classes,
yeah,
so I have no idea. But I like to imagine that it's pumped. I know we got our freshmen in a few weeks ago. School started. I think the community itself, we're just ready for tonight.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's nervous energy. I think there's a lot.
We waited a long time.
So long, especially for the Bears. What is it, like a million days or whatever is what they're saying?
650.
650 days since we've seen this UNC team play. I mean, it's a completely different world than Angel. Ernest Collins Jr., Jacob Knipp. I mean, that was the hope, right, that they could finally get this thing back on track. That was that long ago. And after nine seasons of just, other than two, you know, seven of those seasons were losing seasons and pretty bad losing seasons, the Bears finally moved on. You know the drama. You know, Ed McCaffrey's calling to recommend somebody else for the job. The athletic director basically did a Jedi mind trick and says, well, have you ever thought of being a coach at this level? And then it just, that's where we went. And next thing you know, I'm walking over to Steve Adazio's welcoming press conference when they were announcing him. As I'm opening the doors to go inside the stadium to go to his press conference, I'm getting texts, I'm getting blown up like crazy that Ed McCaffrey is the new head coach of the UNC Bears. I had no sources, I had no feelers out there leading me to believe that it was going to be Ed McCaffrey. And yet, I walk into the door and you could see all the reporters there for Adazio looking at me like, holy cow, is this true? And so, and UNC to this day, Angel, they claim they didn't plan it that way, that it just happened. They didn't want to steal the thunder from CSU. Maybe they didn't, but they absolutely did steal the thunder from Steve Adazio today. Will Ed McCaffrey steal the thunder from Carl Durrell down in Boulder, the Pac-12 Coach of the Year? They got the Pac-12 Player of the Year and Jarek Broussard. Guy's a stud running back. Can the Bears do this thing? And I was listening to you. I'll give you my official picks. And I cheated a little bit earlier on NoCo Now. If you heard them, don't go back and listen to the podcast. Listen to them later. We're going to build that up. But you're pretty optimistic about this Bears team. You talked about it, Angel, when you moved here. You kind of got all in on this program, even with Ernest.
Yeah, I mean, I told you guys on the show earlier that when I came to school here, I wanted, you know, to have a football team. I wanted to go tailgate, go to football games, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've always enjoyed that about UNC, and this year I just feel so much more excited about this team. I've been following it ever since McCaffrey got here through the fall season, the spring canceled season. I've been following it, and I'm beyond pumped for this team.
Well, you're from a football planet. You know, I mean, where'd you grow up again?
Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, you
smack dab in the center of all of it.
Yeah, and you're a Bama guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, football there's like a religion, you know. It's completely different. What do you think of this area? I mean, Colorado. It's a Broncos state. It's Broncos country, and everything else: Nuggets, Avs, Buffs, Rams, Bears. Everything else is a distant second. But it's still, you know, it's got this feeling of, okay, there's a ton to do in Colorado. But I think the idea and the hope is that these programs can just continue to grow. But we've been in a standstill for a while.
Right, and I mean, growing up, Alabama doesn't have any professional sports teams, so it's just
that's true.
Alabama, Auburn, that's it. So when I came out here, like, I definitely knew that the college atmosphere wasn't as big, but I think, especially in this community, it could start to grow a little bit.
Yeah.
Know, Northern Colorado is growing as its own area, and I think McCaffrey, this new era of sports, can bring a lot of energy.
Yeah, no, I agree. And again, the hope Obviously, with a guy like McCaffrey with that big a name, you hope, hey, is he going to stick around? And then, you know, are they going to be successful first, right? All this questions of, well, can Ed stay? I went to a chamber dinner shortly after he was hired when we were still able to go out before COVID hit. And so many people were just like, oh, I hope he stays here after year one, doesn't go to the NFL. I'm like, he's got to win a game first, right? He's got to win a game. Speaking of growing, and this area growing, and football growing, it doesn't look like CSU and the Big 12 are going to make something happen here. According to the Coloradoan, put out this story this morning, the Big 12 appears set to expand in the near future, but all signs point to Colorado State being left out. This is actually an article from The Athletic. It was posted at The Colorado. And The Athletic and multiple other national outlets reported Friday that the Big 12 has its sights set on four schools to add. It would get them to, well, it'd get them back to 12 once they lose their big dogs, right? Once they lose Texas and Oklahoma, they get back to a 12-team league, which, you know, makes sense. It's very confusing to me, Angel. I mean, Big 12 and
we're
you have 10.
We're sports guys, not numbers guys.
Yeah, we're not numbers. I mean, I know I don't do numbers well, but that ain't 12 teams out there. All right, I counted them. Boise State, Memphis, SMU, and USF is what they're... I mean, Boise State, Memphis, I mean... Boise State for sure. They lost to UCF. I called it wrong. I got it wrong. I got cheated. Yeah,
well,
Bachmeyer didn't play.
Lightning
delay, man. Boise State doesn't do well when they have to wait 3 hours. So lightning delay throws everything out. So that's a scratch. What do you think about this? You coming from the big school background, the Power Five background, those schools make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's always that group of 5 to 8 teams that are always, they could be in the Power Five, but they're just not big enough or they're not, you know, successful enough. But I mean, I like those teams.
Yeah. Well, Boise State, I mean, they've done some big things, you know, and I feel like they've been a big fish in a small pond forever. They run that. But the scary part is for CSU and any team that's in the Mountain West, because I like the Mountain West. Boise State goes, and yikes, that gets a little scary.
No, because you don't want to get left behind, no. Especially with the way college football is going to be in the next 5 years. You want to make sure you have good footing, and if the Mountain West is the last man out, you know you're kind of stuck there.
Yeah, and that's what I talked about yesterday. My poll question was: is tonight's game against CSU or between CSU and South Dakota State a must-win game? And people laugh at that, but you also have great expectations. If your great expectations are to be in the Big 12 or Pac-12, whatever, a big conference and do big things, then you better expect to beat an FCS team. I don't care how good they are. You better expect to beat this team. I know all week, and again, Adazio is not going to say the opposite, but I know all week, Adazio and CSU, they've said, well, this is a really good South Dakota State. We're going to get the voice of the Rams, Brian Roth, on later on in the program today before Football Friday hits at 1. And I'm sure he's going to say the same thing. I've said the same thing. They are a good team. But if your goals are to be that big, hell, I got a good friend that started a social media page. It's got thousands of followers called CSU to the Big 12. That's what the social media page is about. So if you have those grandioso dreams and hopes that CSU is going to do it, then you don't mess around tonight. You get out there and you kick them in the ass. You have to beat this FCS team. You absolutely do. I will not hear Saturday that, well, yeah, but they went to the championship. No, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I tell you what, UNC goes down and beats CU tonight. CU's season is over. Kaput. It's done. It doesn't matter what they do the rest of the year. Texter here, Eastside Chris. And again, if they do. That's a gigantic if.
I think you mean win.
Yeah. Well, Eastside Chris is there. Brady, I'm so excited. The other sports programs are saying CU pulls their starters second quarter. I'm going to go with the reason that UNC is so far ahead and CU gives up. Are you down with that thinking for 25? Still going 50 on my boys. Listen, I've heard the Denver media. They whatever 5 seconds of fame they give to the colleges, anything outside of the Broncos, it's not nice about UNC. It's not nice. I mean, this is going to be done by halftime. I wonder how much McCaffrey uses that.
I think he has to. I think there is a lot of unknowns on this team, and maybe the media just doesn't know what to talk about. We barely know what to talk about.
We barely know. I mean, we're the voice.
We don't know the depth chart. We don't
know
anything.
Well, I do have the official depth chart now, so we'll go over that. We can look at that. I'll give you a copy of that. But we do have that. But you're right. It's not posted. Listen, this is Greeley, Colorado. There's two major outlets, media outlets here. Us, number one, obviously, and the Tribune. Two major outlets that cover sports and news that's going on throughout the area. So unless the depth chart is listed on, well, this is radio. I could list it, but I could write it for you. We shared it on our website, but it's not all over the place. CSU's depth chart, go to Twitter, and you'll see 45 different reporters snapshotting the depth chart. You're not seeing that with UNC. And again, that's because nobody covers this team like we have in the past. And it's a shame because especially the basketball side's a lot of fun. Football, obviously there's a buzz. There's a big buzz surrounding this program. All right, so the Power to Play Sports poll question is available at thewholeshow.com. What has your attention tonight? University of Northern Colorado versus Colorado? South Dakota State versus Colorado State? Or high school football? It is Friday night, and it is like we got tons of football games going. So any guesses, Angel, as to what's winning the poll? UNCCU, CSU, South Dakota State, or high school football?
I'm going to say UNCCU. I think that's just statewide.
It's killing it, yeah.
It's what everyone's watching.
That's what
tonight. Everybody
wants to watch. I mean, they are
winning
this.
That's not a slight to CSU.
It's not a slight. That's actually going to be a better... I mean, my logical brain tells me that that's going to be a better game in Canvas. But it's Ed McCaffrey. It's Dylan McCaffrey. It's Max McCaffrey. Christian might be there. It's an off week for them. So he might actually be there. I would actually put money on the fact that Christian McCaffrey is there tonight.
Well, you said like earlier that you can bet on sports now.
Yeah.
You got permission to do that.
Yeah, figured it out. My wife gave me permission. She gave me the green light.
But you have a budget.
I have a budget. I just put a couple of bucks in there. That's the thing. It's like I think gambling's fun, but put throwaway money in there. Money that you were going to spend it on McDonald's that night, put it in there. Save it up for a week and put it in there. 38's the spread. You taking the Bears? You taking the Buffs to cover? I'm always scared. I don't care if it's Alabama and UNC. I never like to rely on a team to beat somebody by 40 points. It just doesn't happen that often.
I've seen plenty of Alabama spreads that are 30 plus.
All the time. They have 30 plus points.
Stay away from it.
Yeah, because so many things can happen. You're trying new things in the second half. You do pull your starters. So I never trust those. On the other hand, it's so tempting. I mean, the Bears, if you take that bet for the Bears, you're up 38-0 right now. I mean, that's the way you look at it. So it's fun, man. It's exciting. We got a lot to get to. Football Friday's rocking and rolling. We'll get to all Jerry Schimmel. We got the voice of the Rams. We got the voice of the Bears going to join us. Pumped for that. It is going to be a wonderful night. I'm leaving right after the show, man. I'm hightailing it out of here, getting to meet up with some UNC alum, all that. It's going to be fantastic, so I'm pumped. 18 minutes after the hour, let's take a short break. Vic Fangio, let's talk Broncos a little bit. I know the Broncos are here at least, are going under the radar. If Vic Fangio goes 1-2 in those first three games, is he done? Is he done before the Baltimore Ravens game? Let's talk about it next.
Snow Cone Now keeps you up to speed on what's happening on a local level. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
No limit collectibles, buy, sell, trade. There's no limit to what you can collect. I love those guys, man. I got some big news. I can't announce it yet, but they have some really cool news coming up. So stay tuned, man. They're always going to shows and getting great things throughout the country for you. And of course, they've got your local stuff, too. Your Broncos, Nuggets, memorabilia, your signed stuff, your cards. Yeah, it's great. There's no limit to what you can collect. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. Pressure is on. I know we've talked a lot about the quarterback stuff, right? Teddy Bridgewater, Drew Locke, the quarterback battle that was. I mean, if look at these games. You're at the Giants, you're at the Jaguars, you're home against the Jets, first three games. If you go 1-2 in those, is he done? Do you fire him? Because the rest of the way is Baltimore, at Pittsburgh, home against the Raiders, at Cleveland. That's your next four after that.
That's tough.
That's tough.
Yeah, you have to win those first three, at least two of them.
At least two, right?
Because you can't go against Baltimore at 1-2 or, God forbid, 0-3.
There's no, well, 0-3 is done, right? I mean.
And if you're going to go against those top AFC teams, you need to have your coach figured out or start over.
I said this, and I.
Well, what happens if Drew Lock gets put in? How does that change? I don't know if that's Fangio's guy or what.
I don't think it's Fangio's guy. I think Fangio wants a game manager. He wants an elite defense, a good a rough and tough run game, and a game manager. And listen, that's all well and good. I actually sign off on that. If this would have been the plan 2 years ago and we brought Teddy in here and instead of Joe Flacco and it was just, all right, that's the plan. Build the defense, work the run game. But my biggest thing with this was they drafted Drew Lock in, 2019? Or was it 2018? This is his third season. His real season, his only real season, was the COVID year. And if we're in a world now, Angel, they're putting asterisks on everything that happened in 2020. Every single thing. You know, I'm not trying to make this overwhelming excuse, but at the end of the day, you did draft Drew Lock, and there's still something. They at least believe he's 50-50 with Teddy Bridgewater, so there's something that leads me to believe maybe he's going to be the guy. I just think that Vic put pressure on himself for going with Teddy. He's already putting pressure on himself, but I know that's the safe option. But if this doesn't work out, you're going to throw Drew Lock in there week four against the Ravens? I mean, welcome back, kid. Good luck. I look at this. I was never crazy about this hire with Vic. Couple of things. I'm not like an ageist. I'm not against old people being hired as head coaches, but I am a little leery of a guy that's in his 60s that was never a head coach before. So that's why I was like, huh, nobody else with any head coaching experience wanted this job. I mean, Munchak applied for it and you got him as your offensive line coach, but I hesitated with that anyway. I know he's a defensive-minded guru, but
well, it's hard to be a defensive coach in today's NFL. It's so offensive heavy.
Yeah.
That, you know, yeah, you need a good defense, but your team mentality needs to be, let's put some points up.
Right. And you need to be, I mean, as a head coach, you're the boss. You're the mini general manager of the team, right? I mean, you make all of the decisions. So when you're so focused, I mean, I heard reports, Angel, that, you know, a couple weeks into training camp, Vic was overwatching the defense every day. And you're in a quarterback battle. And reporters actually asked George Payton about this, and the next day, where do you think Vic was? He was watching the quarterbacks after that. So George Payton's asked about it, and the next day, Vic's on the quarterback. So, I hesitate with Vic Fangio. I'm at the point where if he does get fired, are we that worse off with Pat Shurmur as the head coach? At least he had it. I agree with you in the sense that I would go more, if I'm hiring a head coach, I would hire an offensive-minded guy that, maybe not overwhelming offensive-minded guy, but that's where he leans for the most part, as opposed to a guy that's a defensive guru, because I agree. I think calling defense and scheming defenses has got to be more difficult than even playing quarterback. Because this is a league that devotes itself to scoring. They want to score points. Why was the preseason so exciting this year? Because of all these young quarterbacks. We want to talk about them, not because of all these young cornerbacks or linebackers, but because of quarterbacks. So when you hire a defensive-minded guy that's made his money doing just that, it's going to be hard for him to break away and still be really effective at what he does. And I think you saw that last year. You've seen a couple of those things, you know, odd field goal choices, missed timeout calls, things of that nature just really made us all scratch our heads. So the pressure is on. This was a strange hire from the get-go. I mean, what do you see in the NFL for the most part now? Most guys are hiring young and up-and-coming head coaches, guys that can grow with you. I mean, what's Vic Fangio's 10-year plan? You know, I mean, I try not to be a jerk about it, but when you hire a guy like that, what is the goal?
We think 10 years in advance. We don't even have a quarterback settled yet.
We don't. Yeah.
And that's the quarterback next year.
Exactly. Well, that's the whole problem with this, Angel, is I firmly believe the Broncos are going to win enough games to squeeze into the playoffs. I really do, with or without Teddy, with or without Drew. I think that they're going to have a top five defense, and I actually think Melvin Gordon, Javonte Williams are going to do something special as the running backs. But that makes it even worse. You squeeze in, you lose to Baltimore or Kansas City or Buffalo in the first round, and then you're a pick 22, 23. Odds are you're not getting a great quarterback at that spot. Doesn't mean you can't, but it's just the odds are against you. You going with Teddy again? You gonna wait for Deshaun Watson's legal stuff to clear up? You gonna let the Aaron Rodgers Jeopardy thing play out one more offseason, and then he doesn't know quite what he wants to do, and then, you know, he's here? That's a lot of ifs. That's a lot of waiting. But we're getting ready to find out. We're getting ready to find out what this team's all about. I think they will win their first three games, and all of this will be moot, and you move on, and, you know, Vic's maybe the guy. But make no mistake about it. Those three games are absolutely colossal. And considering the fact he's 0-7 in September, he doesn't win in September.
That's not a good stat.
You can't, and if you can't win in September this year, then you are wasting your time, because it's Giants, Jags, and Jets. And after that, the schedule starts to get a little bit harder.
I remember that. It was like that last year, first two games, they lost, you know, last minute.
Yeah,
to like
the
Tennessee
Titans,
because
they didn't call their timeouts effectively.
Yeah, and that takes all your momentum away in the first month of the season.
Because you do everything right except for that last portion, and you lose. 31 minutes after the hour, we'll go back to Rams. We got Colorado State, South Dakota State playing 7 o'clock at Canvas Stadium. We're pumped, man. Football Friday's coming up. Let's jump out of here. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Coach McCaffrey, your UNC head football coach, and you're listening to The Hall Show on 1310 KSKA.
It's a busy, busy Friday night, man. So much going on. The first official weekend of college football. I know we had games last week, but we got like the full slate this week. And it started kind of last night, but interesting game with Boise State and UCF. That was a fun one toward the end. But I'm really pumped about tonight. Friday night football, our Power to Play Sports poll question. What has your attention tonight the most? What's going on in Boulder? What's going on in Fort Collins? High school football? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. Joining me now, the play-by-play voice of the Colorado State Rams, Brian Roth. Brian, we are here, man. We're a few hours away from kickoff.
Yeah, good afternoon, Brady. Yeah, man, it's exciting, isn't it? I mean, you kind of wait all summer, and really it's not even all summer this time. It's basically wait a year and a half for college football to kind of get back to where it was pre-pandemic. And I know fans are chomping at the bit, whether they're in Greeley making the trip down to Boulder or they're in northern Colorado coming over to Canvas Stadium tonight. I think folks are just ready to get out, get back, and watch live college football again. So exciting times, man. I'm stoked.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Brian, if you got a wind of any of like what the ticket sales look like, because, I mean, I'm just guessing Canvas Stadium is going to be bumping tonight.
Yeah, I think so. And I think if the women's volleyball game last Saturday
right.
was any indication, I think the students are fired up. Okay, so they were loud, and they packed Moby Arena in the volleyball match against Northwestern last Saturday afternoon. And remember, there's students here at Colorado State, two full classes, that have never seen a live football game at Canvas Stadium. So I think the students are going to be fired up earlier in the week. I think I'd heard 6,500 student tickets had been picked up, and so that's a good number early in the week. You know, you hope that number can get up to around 8,000 and see that student section over there jammed packed. And then I imagine the general public Ram fans are stoked to go out and see the game here tonight. So it's going to be a fun atmosphere, and I think everybody is just kind of going to be grateful to have the opportunity to be back in a stadium. So I don't think there's any question the stadium's going to be fired up here this evening.
Yeah, it should be a great night. Perfect football type weather. A little cooler, not bad, but you know, maybe some rain, who knows. But that's perfect for football, isn't it?
Well, it is, and you have both of these teams that really, I think, want to run first, too. Neither one of them, and again, Mike Bobo's not here anymore, so the Rams aren't going to be throwing the football 40, 45 times. They will be running the football 40, 45 times per game with this new coaching staff. But, you know, the cooler weather is fine by me. I mean, there's no reason to to have a 96 degree day like we had on Tuesday or Wednesday for this sucker. So get in the low 80s into the night, into the low 70s, and absolutely perfect. Yeah,
ready to rock and roll in this one. All right, we've talked a lot about South Dakota State, and we've all said it, right? Hey, don't let the FCS thing fool you. This is a good team. But, Brian, you know Rams fans. They're looking at it. They're logical fans, but at the same time, they know the importance of a game like this. They definitely know. I mean, I'm saying it's must win, and I got crap for that, so I know how it goes. But I just think it's so important to get this one tonight.
Well, it's huge, and, you know, you can say that about any season opener, but, you know, this is a Colorado State fan base that, I mean, let's be honest, they have seen the last 3-4 years, and they've become a little shell-shocked, right? I mean, Colorado State loses to Illinois State at home in 2018, right? They were set up in 2017 to have a 10-win season and then faltered down the stretch, losing to all their rivals, and I think Ram fans become conditioned sometimes to expect the worst. And so if you come out and lose to South Dakota State, who is a really good football team, and I think the savvy Ram fans that have paid attention understand that this is going to be a really tough game here tonight. But, yeah, I mean, to come out and lose to South Dakota State, I think Ram fans in general will look at the season and say, oh, no, here we go again. So, but I'm telling you, the South Dakota State team is really, really good. It's not the team that you want to open up with. I mean, this is a team that many people that follow the FCS pick to be the national champion when all is said and done at that level. So, you know, I compare them probably to a middle-of-the-road Mountain West Conference team if they were playing at the Mountain West Conference. And, you know, Colorado State, what have they been the last number of years? They've been middle-of-the-road or in the bottom half of the conference with their record. So it's going to be a tough game tonight, but you know, you got to go out and win this first game and give this fan base just a little bit of hope. Then you get an SEC team coming in next week in Vanderbilt. You can get off to a 2-0 start. I think the fan base would be pretty fired up about that.
Yeah, Brian Roth joining us, the play-by-play voice of the Colorado State Rams. Well, then you saw today from the Colorado and in the Athletic, I saw a couple reports about the Big 12 and that the four schools that they're really eyeing are, you know, BYU, UCF, Cincinnati, and Houston. And so obviously you look at that and it's a bummer for Rams fans, but at the same time you look at that and say, that's why tonight these kind of games, getting back to winning seasons and all that is so important if you ever want to, you know, talk about going to that table.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I mean, when the Big 12 was looking like they could expand back in 2016, you know, Colorado State probably looked like a more viable candidate back then because, again, they were moving into a new stadium. They had been nationally ranked just 2 years previous with Jim McElwain, the 2014 season. And boy, they had a lot of stuff coming back for the 2017 season. And really, you felt like the momentum was shifting. And it's like, okay, this is a Colorado State program that's back to where they were when Sonny Lubick was here. Mike Bobo had taken the team to 2 straight bowl games. And, you know, the middle of 2017, CSU sitting at 6-2. On the year, at home, double-digit favorite against Air Force. And they were, again, a team that had a chance to be ranked again. And you're thinking to yourself, boy, a 10-win season here. Bobo stays around. Maybe they win 10 again the next year. And all of a sudden, this football program is back, and it's getting some national notoriety. Well, we all know what happened in that 2017 season. And CSU would lose at home, again, as a double-digit favorite to Air Force. They would lose in a snow game up in Wyoming, and then they lost to Boise State the week after that, up 14 with 2 minutes to go, and they limped to the finish line. 2018 was a disaster with Bobo's health, and then started to decline, and it was the worst possible time to do that because you look at what's happened. All of a sudden, the seismic shift in the conference landscape is going on again. And unfortunately, Colorado State's football program has taken a major step back from where they were in 2017. And it's brutal timing, Brady. There's no question about that. It's brutal.
I think that's so interesting, the way you kind of phrase that, too, because while, you know, we were gearing up the last 5 years, I mean, you know those discussions were being had forever for the Big 12, even before what happened with Oklahoma and Texas. I mean, those discussions were there, and like you said, it was the worst time for CSU to fall flat, and of course, Coach Bobo's health, that was terrible, way more important than football, but it was terrible. You're right, it was all those things going on during that time while maybe the initial discussions were being had.
Yeah, and listen, winning solves everything. I mean, it's a real truism in sports, and it doesn't matter what sport, but if you win, obviously the amount of attention you're going to get increases. Fan bases grow when programs win, right? Everybody wants to be a part of a winning program. You get more eyeballs on your games on TV, and you pack your stadium more when you're a winning program, and everybody wants to be a part of that. And when you don't, all those things I just mentioned go in reverse. And that's exactly what, you know, the Big 12 is looking at. Who's going to bring us eyeballs? Who's going to, you know, bring us notoriety? And really, for the most part, in the sport of football, I mean, who's going to bring in TV dollars and make sense that way? And again, I mean, it's just one of those things where if you just could have capitalized on the new stadium, because that was the important year in 2017. Fan base was fired up. Brand new sparkling stadium, and if CSU could have won 10 games, maybe parlay that into another great season in 2018, I think we would be talking about a different situation when it comes to the Big 12 right now. But alas, that didn't happen. You can't change the past, and here we are. But, you know, with all that being said, I like what Steve Adazio is doing. I like the coaching staff. I think the players have bought in to what he is preaching. And, boy, it'd be really nice to see Colorado State come out and surprise some people and maybe go bowling here this season.
Yeah, this one sets the tone, right? I mean, a tough home schedule, a tough schedule anyway, but that home schedule looks pretty brutal. So getting that confidence booster, that big win early on would absolutely be huge. And, you know, I'm with you. I like the look of this team. I like that style of football, too. When I heard about the Adazio hire, my first thing was, okay, yeah, I like guys that run the ball. I like defensive-minded guys. And it certainly seems like on the defensive side, Brian, that this defense, they got the attention it deserved. You know, over with Bobo, it was an offense, you know, offensive-minded guy, but not this time around. I look at these names. I mean, you got some wreckers, especially on that defensive line. I think they're going to cause some damage tonight.
Yeah, you know, and Brady, think back to those really good Sonny Lubick teams, right? I mean, they were all hard-nosed, tough kids, played with a bit of a chip on their shoulder. A lot of times they didn't have a ton of flash. Sometimes they did, but you looked at them, they were always salty defensively, and I think that's what Steve Adazio is trying to get back to, because, you know, Mike Bobo and his coaching staff, they had a different philosophy, right? I mean, CSU lost a little bit of that toughness under Mike Bobo. They had some flash. They put up a bunch of yards and a bunch of points, but they also gave up a bunch of yards and a bunch of points. And so it's going to be fun to watch this defense this year, because, you know, we haven't seen a defense like this since Sonny Lubick's time here at Colorado State. In fact, you have to go all the way back to the mid-2000s to find the last time that a CSU defense was better against the run than this Colorado State defense was last year. Only give up 109 yards per game. Now, obviously, small sample size with just the four games, but it was a defense that proved they could stop the run and create negative plays. And so now you bring everybody back from that front seven. There's no reason to believe that they're not going to be a very good run defense this year. And there's no reason to believe that they're not going to be able to get after the quarterback. So it's going to be fun to watch this defense come out, see what they can do against a solid South Dakota State offense that will like to run the football, then throw over the top on play action. But I expect this Ram defense to come out and play pretty well here, not only tonight, but really the rest of the season.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. 7 o'clock, looking forward to kickoff. Brian, what time do you guys get rolling with your pregame coverage and everything?
Yeah, we go on air at 5 o'clock. So we do the old two-hour pregame show. And, man, I'll tell you what, I was just over at the stadium earlier today, just kind of going over some equipment issues with our engineer. And I just, man, I got to tell you, I am so fired up, Brady. I mean, just to be over there to see campus and to see folks walking around. Everyone's wearing green and gold. I mean, I can't wait. Let's see. What time is it? It's almost 1 o'clock. I wish I could hit the fast-forward button 4 hours here and let's go.
I know, man. It seems like it's taking forever to get there, but we are in the final countdown. And, Brian, we're looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to a fun season. And, you know, go Rams tonight. It's an exciting time to be a Rams fan.
Yep, indeed. Thanks for having me on, Brady. Appreciate it, man.
Brian Roth, the play-by-play voice of the Colorado State Rams. All right, we're going to take a short break, Angel. When we come back, we're going to wrap up our number one, and then we're going to jump into Football Friday. We're going to go deep into it. South Dakota State, we're looking at depth charts. We're looking at all those things coming up next.
Rams football. Tune in to Rams Weekly, Thursday nights at 5 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Six minutes until the top of the hour. Welcome back. It is The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Football Friday's coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. We're going to get into all things here. CSU, San Diego State, or San Diego State, South Dakota State. Oh, that would be a better game. Listen, am I the only one that thinks that the Rams should win by a couple of touchdowns? Like, that's my expectations for Colorado State. You know, we're at this point where we're talking Big 12, and I made a mistake. The other four teams they were looking at were the ones I mentioned. The teams that they're actually eyeing, the Big 12, it's BYU, UCF, Cincinnati, and Houston. And so that actually bodes well for CSU because they wouldn't take Boise State out of it. But Boise State was in the mix as far as the second four that they were potentially looking at. So it's not good, but it could be worse. You don't want Boise State leaving. Things could get crazy for the entire conference if that's the case. But now I'm looking at these games. I just think that it's tonight. Yeah, I think CU, you better expect to win. You better expect to win by a lot because that's what the wise guys think. That's where you should be. And CSU, the wise guys don't think you should be beating South Dakota State much. In fact, earlier in the week, the spread was showing the Rams as the dogs. Now every spread shows Colorado State as a favorite, as a 2.5-point favorite, but you got to think that that's a little disrespectful. If you're a Mountain West school, you're a G5 school going up against an FCS school. Granted, they might be the best one. Maybe, I mean, the preseason rankings have them high up there. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day, busy Friday night. But what has your attention tonight? Is it CU, UNC? Is it CSU, South Dakota State? Is it preps football? We got high school football Friday Night Lights rocking and rolling. I'm excited personally. We got the broadcast team of Jerry Schimmel and Aaron Rath calling this game tonight. I mean, Jerry Schimmel, getting him on board this season is really cool. And getting to know this guy, we're going to talk to him in the second hour, just getting to know him. Those Denver guys ain't so bad, Angel. They're not so bad. But I know he's excited for this. He's pumped for this. It's a heck of an opportunity. I'm heading down there tonight. I'm saving that ticket stub because either way you slice it, it's kind of historic, right? Ed McCaffrey's a legend in the state of Colorado.
Oh, this will be a day long remembered in Northern Colorado.
Whether it's a blowout or not, still remembered?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's the first day of Coach Ed.
It's the first one. It's the first one. I'm here for it. I'm recording the CSU game tonight, so don't text me any updates, Angel. No late night texts saying, hey, did you see that game? It's going to be sad. All right, when we come back, we start up with Football Friday. We're going to get into it. College football. We'll talk some Broncos, too. But I'm ready. Who's coming with me? We'll be right back.